Support for KJZZ's coverage of tribal resources comes from Katina Foundation, dedicated to restoring human and ecological systems.
A push for more electric vehicles is bumping up against a Western Arizona tribe's sacred sites and land. A mining company is looking to extract lithium on land owned by the Bureau of Land Management. But that land surrounds Hualapai land on three sides. Lithium is a key component in the batteries that power electric vehicles. Maya Kapoor is a journalist covering science, climate change, and environmental justice in the Western U.S., and she's written about this conflict and spoke about it with our co-host Mark Brody. And he began by asking if the Hualapai's concern is that the mining operations could end up on their land, or that the effects of the mine would seep onto their land.
Well, I think there's a different perspective about how that land is thought about. As a disclaimer, I'm not Indigenous, and I'm always mindful that I don't want to, you know, speak for an Indigenous nation. But just based on my reporting, that land is considered occupied land, that Bureau of Land Management land. And what really gets to the crux of the issue for the tribe in terms of its religious freedoms is that although that land is now owned by the federal government, it still is a place of religious and cultural importance to the tribes that could access it freely in the past.
Is this land that tribal members have access to now, even though it's owned by the BLM?
Well, so that's really an interesting question. And that gets to the crux of what religious and legal scholars see as an issue that all tribes, including the Hualapai, face when dealing with public lands. Because essentially, when the land became federal property, tribes were put in a position of having to ask permission to access these culturally significant areas and having to ask the federal government to protect their religious resources. And something that I've heard from religious scholars is that this is really a double standard. In other situations where people practicing particular religions have had to ask permission from the federal government, that's seen as a burden to their religious freedoms, and courts have ruled in the favor of those religious practitioners. So just to give a couple examples, one would be if you are in prison and you keep kosher, and you require a kosher diet to follow your religious practices because you're Jewish, for example, courts have ruled that while you're in prison, that prison needs to provide access to that diet for you. Similarly, if you're a member of the U.S. military, practitioners of the Sikh religion, where the men wear turbans as part of their religious practice, have also won in court where they've said that the military does need to make exceptions and allow those men to wear turbans because otherwise they're restricting their freedoms. But when it comes to tribal religions, you could argue that if practicing your religion requires accessing sites that are in the control of the federal government, then that's a burden on your religious practice. Yet in court cases, the Supreme Court has consistently ruled against tribes in those situations.
How similar or dissimilar is this situation to others that are happening both around Arizona and around the country in terms of tribal members trying to keep mining operations off their land, or just in general, trying to preserve and protect their sacred religious sites?
This has been going on for a long time, and it's similar specifically around lithium to some cases, for example, the Thacker Pass mining project in northern Nevada. But, you know, tribes like in Arizona also, there are Apache tribes and other tribes that are fighting an open pit mine for copper at Oak Flat because it would destroy sacred sites. So this is something that's been going on for a long time throughout the nation. I think what's interesting here is that the push for lithium extraction connects back to the Biden administration's interest in weaning the country from fossil fuels. And so then you have this interesting tension between climate adaptation and climate justice. And what makes that a question that's going to keep coming up is that lithium is now considered a critical mineral in the U.S., which means the country really wants to produce it domestically. And when you look at the Biden administration's composition, Deb Haaland, who is herself Indigenous, is heading the Interior Department. So I think that right now lithium is especially interesting because it's setting up this tension within the federal government about how to weigh the priority of stopping fossil fuel use and trying to adapt to climate change against environmental justice and indigenous and religious freedoms.
Have either the Bureau of Land Management or the mining company said anything about what they think about the fact that the Hualapai tribe is trying to stop it, or ways that maybe they think they can do what they need to do, but also respect the sacred sites?
No, they haven't. And so if you look at the environmental assessment that was released by the Bureau of Land Management, they basically say that they're in conversation with multiple tribes, including the Hualapai, and that cultural impacts are to be determined. So they're being pretty vague about what they can or will do to protect indigenous sites. If you look at the mining company itself and the documents that it's released, and the mining company also would not speak to me, they basically say that basically the land is free and clear of indigenous claims. So they're not really addressing, they're just saying strictly, you know, legally the tribes have no recourse here, but they're not addressing the fact that that doesn't mean they're not going to be destroying artifacts or places of religious significance or burials.
So what's the next step then? What comes next?
You know, I think that's a big question. The comment period on the environmental assessment was slotted to end in early May, but after the tribe raised some objections, the BLM moved the end of that comment period and it just ended on June 10th. And so what the BLM makes of those comments is to be seen. There's an organization, a consortium of more than 20 tribes in Arizona who together have rejected this proposal, saying that the analysis done was grossly insufficient. Whether the BLM responds to that is to be seen.
All right. That is Maya Kapoor, a journalist covering science, climate change, and environmental justice in the Western U.S. Maya, nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. It was great talking to you as well.